This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. State Department said on Tuesday it has not seen any indication of threats against its citizens or facilities in Niger. Spokesperson Matthew Miller.
We're monitoring the efforts by France and other Europeans to evacuate their citizens. We urge Nigerian authorities to facilitate an orderly, safe evacuation.
A military junta overthrew Niger's democratically elected president Mohamed Bazoum and his government last Wednesday in the seventh military takeover in less than 3 years in West and Central Africa. The effects of the new Israeli law to limit the judiciary's power are already being felt economically, with credit rating agencies warning investors are losing confidence in Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Nai Spitzer is a professor of economics at Hebrew University.
The value of the shekel has depreciated 17% over and above what would have been predicted by normal market conditions. That is a lot.
A week after passing the first part of the judicial overhaul, the Israeli Knesset began its three-month summer vacation. But in September, the Israeli Supreme Court is set to hear petitions against the law that was passed. Netanyahu has refused to say whether he will obey the court if they rule that the law should be overturned. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The United States has been told that Russia is prepared to return to talks on a deal that had allowed the safe Black Sea export of Ukraine grain, but the U.S. envoy to the United Nations said on Tuesday she has yet to see any movement towards talks. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield said if Russia wants to get its own fertilizer to global markets, they're going to have to return to the deal.